Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God a series entitled, The Faith of Jesus. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
He is the source of our faith. He is the finisher of our faith, the beginning and the end of our faith. And our faith is a measure of His own faith. Different places like Revelation and a couple of places in the New Testament refer to the faith of Jesus. And the faith of Jesus is what is in us. And it's what we are to live by. It's what we are to walk by. It's what we are to receive every need met by. It's what we are to please God by. The faith of Jesus is in you. Amen. And in me. And it's the only way we can please God and run our race and finish our course. So we've been talking for some weeks now about the faith of Jesus. Let me review just a little bit for those of you that haven't been with us. First of all, we saw that faith is required. It is not optional. How many understand that nobody gets in the kingdom of God and is born again unless they believe? If you believe, you'll be saved. If you don't believe, you will not be saved. Belief, faith, is not optional. It's required. We saw that there's no such thing as someone who can't believe. Believing is a decision. If I tell you something, and you look at me and you say, Brother Keith, I just can't believe that. That's not true. You choose not to believe it. You look at me, you listen to what I've said, and you decide whether I told you the truth or whether I told you a lie. You decide whether I'm right or whether I'm wrong about it, and you make a decision. You say, yes, I believe you, or no, I don't. And that's what people do with the Word all the time. Yes, I believe that. No, I don't. And people say that all the time. Well, I just can't believe that. That's not true. You choose not to believe it. You could believe it if you decided to. Belief is not based on what you see or feel. It's a decision to believe in the integrity of the one who spoke the Word. Right? Our faith is not just in a book. It's not just in ink and paper. It's in the one, the person, who said these words, right? And like the Bible said concerning Sarah, she judged him faithful. When he told Abram and Sarah that, you know, Sarah's going to conceive and have a child, she's 90, he's 99. She couldn't conceive when she was 20. But she said, hey, God said it, right? Can you believe it? Yes, they could believe it. They chose to believe it. He chose to believe it. And boy, in about 9 months, here he came. Amen. Can you believe God? Can you believe what He said? Can you trust Him and have faith in Him for your healing and for your needs to be met and everything? Yes, you can. Never say, I can't believe that. What you just said is, I choose not to. We talked about how important truth is. You cannot have faith in someone you know to be a liar. That includes yourself. Right? And we talked about expecting. And we talked about that faith comes by hearing. For the last few sessions, we've been talking about the enemies of faith. We have seen that it's possible to hear the Word and get faith inside you and start out walking by faith and start out believing and doing really well and then to be tripped up. The first one we talked about was offense. You can become offended and lose your faith. Right? We saw that wavering would cause you to lose your faith. Right? I mean, you hear the Word. You get stirred up. You get excited. You get in faith. And then get to looking at the wrong thing. And get to thinking and talking about the wrong thing and start wavering and vacillating. Well, what we're seeing is there are enemies of faith. Just because you hear the Word and get faith and start out good doesn't mean you're going to finish. It's not automatic that you're going to get results. You have to stay with it from the beginning to the end. You don't just start, you got to finish. And so that goes along with our text, doesn't it? run the race. Don't just start the race. What? Finish. Stay with the race. Run the race with patience. What does that mean? Stay with it. Persevere. Persevere. Persevere until you get to what Peter calls the end of your faith. What's the end of your faith? Well, it is seeing and feeling and experiencing and enjoying what you've been believing for. You know, these clothes that Phyllis bought me. I started believing for these clothes in 1981. I said, what do you mean? Well, this is very real to me. 1981, I had two little sport coats that were as cheap as you could buy. And a couple little pair of pants. And I'm in training for ministry. And so it wasn't too hard to decide what you wore. You'd wear one day and one the other. And I had learned right off that faith doesn't gripe. No such thing as griping about my clothes and what I don't have and being in faith for better. So I had learned to be thankful for what I had. And at the same time, get in faith for better. So I claim, I looked up scriptures and I found them. In Leviticus and other places about how that they made fine and beautiful clothes for the ministers. The Bible said for glory and honor and for beauty. And so I said, Lord, I claim me some of them clothes. I claim some. And so we stood and believed and stood and for years. Well, since 81, how long has that been? You know, for years, I'd get a little bit better, but I know this ain't it. This is not the quality I'm talking about. We get a little bit better, and I'd thank God for what I had, and I thank God for another step up, but I said, no, it's coming. It's coming. And only in the last year or two have I begun to see what I'd been believing for. You got to stay with it. What if I'd have gone 10 years and said, well, you know, I guess this is, I don't know what I was thinking. You can't just start. You got to what? Amen. You got to stay persistent and patient all the way until you see the end of your faith. Let's say you believe I received my healing and you don't see it in 3 days or 2 weeks or the symptoms are worse at the end of the month than when you started. See, this is what separates the men from the boys. And the girls from the women. And the believers and the winners from the doubters and those that give up and cast their confidence away. So just because you start in faith, that's not all there is to it. You got to stay with it. Right? You got to finish it. And that's what he said. Run with patience the race that is set before you, looking unto Jesus, who is the author, and not just the author, but... Oh, come on. Now, he is what? He is the finisher of our faith. If we got him on our side helping us to finish this thing up, we ought to finish every one. We ought to finish everything we start out and believe for. And so with you in life, everything is that way. You begin and you persist. And then what? Oh, it's fun to be around on finish day. Oh, it's great to be there when you can see the finish line. It's in sight. There it is. Oh, I've been running this thing. And one of these days, we're going to hit the big finish line. And those who have run a faith race their whole life, oh, what a day that is. What a glorious day that is. So we saw that becoming offended can cause you to lose your faith. We saw that becoming double-minded and wavering, even though you start out good, can cause you to lose your faith. Here's another thing that can cause you to lose your faith. Go with me, please, to our place that we were looking at in Matthew 14, and then also find Mark 4. Matthew 14 and Mark 4. Matthew 14, we studied this last week when we talked about wavering. All this ties together. Jesus, you remember, walked on the water. And Peter saw him and said, Lord, if that's you, tell me to come. Well, it was him. So he told him to come. Peter stepped out of the boat. We know Peter's a man subject to like passions as us. We know he made mistakes. But what the man or woman who's willing to believe and step out on the word of God is capable of has not been seen by so many. He's doing what Jesus did, right? He is walking on the water and he's doing it by faith. How's he doing this? He's doing it by faith. And yet, what did the Bible say? He saw the wind, boisterous. He quit looking at Jesus and he began to look at the wind. Verse 30, and what happened? When he saw the wind boisterous, what happened? Notice we talked about faith has to be single visioned. You can't look at Jesus took my infirmities and bore my sicknesses and oh man, how I feel. Yeah, but he took my sicknesses. Yeah, but they say I'm going to die. Yeah, but he said with long life, he'll satisfy me. Yeah, but I feel worse now than I did the day before. You got to make up your mind which one you're going to look at. You can't vacillate and waver between both because the Bible said you won't receive anything of the Lord. And you will make a decision. You'll only do this so long. And then what will you do? In this case, what did he do? Jesus, the wind and waves. Jesus, and then what? You'll make a decision. You're only going to do that flip-flop thing so long, and then you're going to make, you won't be looking at him anymore, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of your faith. No, you'll be looking at the problem. And when you look at Jesus, and you focus on him, and you think about what he said, faith comes by hearing. Keeping your eyes on him. Your faith is fed. Your faith is nourished. Your faith is sustained. What about when you look away from him and you look at the thing that is the problem and the distraction? What happens then? Read the text. What happened? He saw the wind boisterous. What happened? He was what? How does fear come? Fear comes by looking at the wrong thing. Faith comes by looking at the right thing.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled, Fear Not, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R804F. That's R804F, and the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Faith, feed a God.